May 31st, Houston. Shall we read?
Parma Ratnatam, Guru Pad Padma. Om Vishnu Pada Sutta Sismat Bhakti Pragyan Kisova Swami Dara. And same at the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru. Om Vishnu Pad Nitya Lila Pravishtam. Asuta Sasmat Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Yesterday, we told that how Mother Yasoda minded unlimited Krishna. And while two fingers were being laced, after that Mother Yasoda binded Krishna. And so many boys, Sidham, Subal, Madhumangal, all were there. She told them to look after him. And she went to again churning of yogurt. But his mind was upset. Again and again, thinking of Krishna. So, she was telling him, why I did so? And Krishna, when mother left, then all his friends began to clap their hands and to laugh. Oh, again you will do like that? And Krishna was also now laughing. Though black some tears were there, the sample of that. But now it was dried and Krishna was now playing with the boys. Oh, Sridhar told, I will open the nut. And he tried, but he could not. Then Subal, Sridhar, Madhumangal, and all tried. Oh, you cannot do either. But any of them could not do. In the meantime, Baldev Prabhu with his mother came from the house of Upananda, the eldest brother of Nanda Baba. Oh, seeing this, he became very angry. Who has threatened me? Oh, my brother? With angry. But someone told in his ear, Mother Yashoda. But at once, his anger went on. And he could not tell anything. In the meantime, Krishna remembered something. The cause of Narada Rishi, that he had given to the sons of Maha Wealthy, so much wealthy, Kuber's sons, Nalkubara and Manigriya. Once Narada was going to meet Kuber, his friend. Kuber is also a devotee of Krishna, so he was going. But in the way he saw these two sons of Kuber, Nalkubara and Manigriya, they have taken Madira, wine, and naked playing with the girls there. Then he has no shame at all. So when Narada Rishi reached there, then the girls came out of the pond and they took their cloths and did pranam to Narada. But these two persons, like them, they have drink so much wine that they have become like trees, no sense. They began to call the girls, "Oh, come on, come on. Why this person came here? He should go away from here." Then Narada told, "He Sri Bhi Edhman Madah Kuman Naivarahatya Dhatum Vaikumam Janmaishwarya." Oh, I see those who have taken birth in rusticated family, those who are very wealthy, those very learned scholars, they think that, "Oh, in world no one is equal to me, and
too much money
I will be able to." So four, very beautiful, very beautiful. Oh, ladies or male, they neglect all. So these persons, like saying, "His father is so wealthy, but he is devotee. I want to, what? To correct them, because they are son of my friend," and that he cursed them. At once, "You should be tree." Then they become tree at once. Then they quickly kept their heads on the feet of Narada Rishi. "Prabhu, now you have given me cause. Please tell me how we will be liberated from that." Then Narada told, "Oh, now you are okay. Without punishment, these persons cannot be reformed." So, in the end of Dwapar Yug, Krishna himself will come to play sweet pastimes. And at that time, you will be tree, Arjun tree, on the door of Nanda Baba. And you will be Jamaj. Jamaj means tree, root is one, but like two. And then, anyhow, Krishna will come with water,
grinding water.
And he will touch, and you will be liberated. And at that time, you will have Krishna Bhakti. So they have come to the door of Nanda Baba, and they were standing. Krishna remembered that, "I must fulfill the desire of my bhakti. So saktam avidhatum nijabhakta bhashitam." What his devotees have told, "I must fulfill." And then he told, "Oh, we should go out of house and play there. Better it is, not here." And then Krishna began to pull that grand motor, and all the sakha, laughing and joking, they were pushing. When they reached the door and were going, crossing the door, our tree was there. So when Krishna went through them, then grand motor was checked there. Then Krishna crossed that, and he pulled. He did not touch the trees. Only he was touching by rope of that grendel motor, and grendel motor was touched by them, and at once, like cloud roaring, both the trees, oh, this side and this side. Not like this, otherwise Krishna and his friends were smashed. And then a very big song was there. All the Prajvasi ran towards that sound. Nanda Baba, Sobhadin, Brahmandagat, she also ran away. Mother Yasoda and all his sakhi. Nanda Baba came and said, oh, Krishna is there and trees are falling. And not like this, but that this. Anyhow, he escaped. And Krishna, after laughing and joking with his friends, now he saw his father and began to cry. Father, father, father. Tears coming again. Nanda Baba came and he took Krishna on his lap, grabbed some laddu, gud and others, laddu. And oh, who has blinded you? And in the meantime, Mother Yashoda, all Sakhi were there. Yashoda far away. Oh, he saw that Nanda Baba has taken love to Krishna. So, she was standing there. And see, what I have done mistake. If Krishna has done, gone, then what? And so, she became like a statue. A tree, no life. And Nanda Baba now. Oh, who binded you? Then Krishna told, Mother, mother. Oh, I will have to beat you. Oh, is that? And then he pacified anyway. And then he took Krishna and Baldev, all his soldiers, and went to Brahmandagat. Mother Yashoda and all were there. Now they returned to their home. But no cooking, nothing. Yashoda Ma, she became like a statue. She could not weep either. What to do like this? In the meantime, Nanda Baba went to again to Brahmandagat and they took bath him. And up till now, it was more than midday. It was about Sandhyakal. Sandhyakal evening. So he went to Goshala, where cows were. And he took milk from the cow's border and gave it to the Baldev and Krishna mouth. And they became full satisfied. Then again he took them and came to his palace and he was sitting on the palace where males are, male seat. In India there are two divisions of their house. One interior and one outside. Outside for males and for ladies inside. So Baba was sitting outside with Krishna and Baldev. Then, now it was evening, no cooking, everything. Then, wife of Upananda and Roti Maya, mother of Baldev, and other old ladies, they came to Nanda Baba and sent Baldev to bring Krishna anyhow. So Baldev went to take Baldev, but Krishna, he gave him so that oh, he fell down. Oh, then Baldev was saying, very, very strong. In the meantime, Roni Maya told, oh Krishna, oh,
you should go to your mother. Krishna, no. Oh, then to whom with me you will play? I will play with Dau Bhaiya. Who will feed you? My father. Oh, if you will not go? No. Then they told, and if your mother is gone, died, then Krishna began to weep at once. So louder, louder. Mother, mother, mother. And he came to in the lap of Roni Maiya. Roni Maiya took him and he took them to inter house and gave him the lap of Mother Yashoda. Now Mother Yashoda began to weep so louder. Then Roni Maiya, Upananda's wife and all began to. Krishna was also weeping. Nanda Baba saw and he also began to weep. All began to weep. So these are pathetic sins of sweet past kindness. Why he did? To remember that in future all will remember all these sweet past times and their anarth will go and very soon pure bhakti will come and they will be liberated and they will come to my Guru Dham. So iti dikshvalilabhi ananda kunde savasama nivajantam akhyapajantam. So Krishna was doing so many pastimes, all so many like these, so many like. Shamrani will tell one story of Halvik Rani's fruit seller, very pathetic also that also. You can come this side.